I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 445. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Moab Police Department will investigate how their officers handled a domestic disturbance involving Gabby Petito. They say her death has sparked a lot of speculation about what happened. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, a CDC advisory panel has voted for a third dose of the COVID shot today. The booster would be for anyone older than 65 or immunocompromised people. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a new accident. This is westbound on the 21st South Freeway at 3200 West. They're working to get it moved over to the shoulder. And a crash in West Valley, 3500 South at 2900 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the 70s, but it's going to warm back up. I'm Kevin Eubank.
79 in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
One person is dead, a dozen others hurt in a shooting at a grocery store in Collierville, Tennessee. Police Chief Dale Lane says it's likely the deadliest incident the town's seen in years.
It's horrific. I've been involved in this for 34 years, and I've never seen anything like it.
The suspect found dead inside the store of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The FBI has issued an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie, the Florida man facing charges for using the debit cards of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito, after she died. Her body was found last weekend in Grand Teton National Park. Laundrie hasn't been seen in over a week. An independent CDC advisory panel recommending a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for older Americans, residents of long-term care facilities, and those 18 and older with underlying medical conditions.
So there are 15 who voted yes, 0 no's. The ayes have it, and I believe the
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky will have the final say. Oakland, California's Board of Ed requiring students 12 and older to be vaccinated to be in class. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in depth. A proposal from the White House would give your bank account information to the IRS if you have $600 or more in your account. State Auditor John Dougal and State Treasurer Marlo Oakes sent a letter to the administration saying, this is just plain invasive.
It's added surveillance of people's bank accounts. I mean, that's what it is. I'm not sure how else to interpret it.
State Treasurer Marlo Oakes says this is just the administration's way of trying to get more money for their programs.
That effort is really going to unprecedented lengths to find additional tax monies. And, you know, by and large, the vast majority of Americans are honest, law-abiding citizens. So anyone with a bank account of $600 or more has transactions of more than $600 a year would have their transactions reported to the IRS in an effort to find potential tax dollars an individual or companies to pay. So we're talking about a huge invasion into people's privacy and also a significant burden on compliance for banks and financial institutions, which, you know, the vast majority of people pay exactly what they should for taxes. And it really is a burden on the population overall. And there are vulnerable populations and unbanked households that would like to have bank accounts. And is this going to hurt them? Is this going to cause them to think twice about opening a bank account?
The Treasury Department says its goal is to collect taxes from businesses or people hiding wealth. Oakes says it's just a bad sign the Biden administration wants to collect more data.
Anytime you're collecting more data, there is the risk that that data is used differently than what was originally intended. So while that may be true, I am not comfortable with this additional reams of information that is going to the government. I don't see legitimate reason for this. In my mind, if the government feels that it needs to go to such lengths to pay for programs, then perhaps they need to pare back their spending or find other ways to be more efficient. The answer should not be to collect more information on individuals so that they can find the tiny percent of people that are trying to not pay their fair share. Somewhere somebody said this is like a needle looking for a haystack.
Oakes and John Dougal join auditors and state treasurers from 20 other states who are protesting this plan. KSL News Time 449. Let's get you home. Triple Team Traffic's brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
It's a slow ride on southbound I-15, starting in Murray at 4500 South all the way to 90th South. Once you're past that, you're moving along much, much better. The delays on the 21st South Freeway are breaking up. You're still going to see some heavy and slow spots between about 9th West off and on all the way to just past 5600 West. But we do have a crash there, westbound 201 at 3200 West. Michelle?
Well, we're slowing down southbound I-15 going from Pleasant Grove into Linden, where we do have a crash southbound in Linden area. For drivers on Pioneer Crossing, starting to see some scattered delays between American Fork and Saratoga Springs. And again, heads up for drivers headed northbound Highway 40 in Summit County. Construction slowing you down as you head towards Silver Summit. Steve?
Well, the good news is it's an easy drive right now on northbound I-15. Leaving downtown Salt Lake City, but Davis County, yeah, different story. Delays from Kaysville at Shepherd Lane up into Clearfield. Southbound I-15 slowdowns exist there between I-84 there at the junction down into Sunset. Northbound Highway 89 bogged down in the construction now from Oak Hills Drive all the way up to I-84. Celebrate and be blown away with 50 years of spectacular entertainment. BYU Spectacular, October 7th and 8th, featuring Brian Stokes Mitchell. Celebrate of arts, sports, and more. Tickets on sale now at BYUtickets.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, the start of the 7-day forecast, pretty nice. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures upper 70s. We'll get tons of sunshine as we head through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. High temperatures in the low to mid 80s. We'll keep the sunshine for the first half of next week, but by Wednesday, we look like a storm comes in, significantly cooler by Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for some rain. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
79 degrees, partly cloudy in Salt Lake City at 452.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Big news. Law & Order SVU and organized crime are back and all new.
Benson and Stabler all night long.
There's a reason why fans and critics love these shows.
And this season starts with a bang.
Benson and the SVU team take on a corrupt congressman.
Then on organized crime, Stabler goes deep undercover.
It's so edge of your seat, you might fall off.
Law & Order SVU and organized crime.
All new, all night long.
Tonight on NBC.
Then on KSL 5 News at 10.
This happens to Americans on a daily basis.
Romance scams preying on emotion.
I just wanted to believe that I was worth it.
Not only was her heart broken.
Did you know you were committing a crime?
I did not.
So was the law.
You were a victim of fraud, and you may soon be a convicted felon.
Yes.
Matt Gephardt exposes the sneaky trap.
That should be a big red flag.
That could get you jailed for love. You ask, KSL investigates tonight at 10.
Are you tired of sitting on the cryptocurrency sidelines, watching others trade in the exciting new asset class and not sure how to get started? Well, now you can invest in cryptocurrency with the tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA. The Alto Crypto IRA can be opened with as little as $10 today. With a self-directed crypto IRA, you are in control of your investments. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. It's a great way to diversify your portfolio. All trading is done through Coinbase, so your keys, coin storage, and trades are secure. There are no setup charges, just a low monthly fee and trade fee. Now, you can get started in cryptocurrency investing with ease with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/talk. That's ALTOIRA.com/talk. Invest in a crypto IRA today. AltoIRA.com/TALK.
Troy, I beat S'more Summer. You're welcome.
What's S'more Summer? Why do you look so terrible?
A legend that if you eat more s'mores in one day than there are days of summer, you get 2 more weeks of summer weather.
So it's some weird Groundhog Day challenge then.
With more dry heaving, some not so dry.
How many days of summer are there again?
92.
You ate 92 s'mores?
Look, if I have to Stay Puft stuff myself to get us even one extra hour of camping season, I'll die trying.
It's a lot easier to extend your camping season if you just take an RV. Payments start as low as $145 OAC on select RVs.
Just make sure the cause of death is smoverdose.
Smoron. Celebrate summer forever at Bish's RV. Right now, it's easier than ever to extend your summer fun with fall camping in an RV. Get payments starting as low as $145 per month on select RVs and no payments for 90 days on approved credit. And extra value added on top of every trade. Only at Bish's RV in Salt Lake at the previous Access RV, where memories begin.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Target will offer employees more hours, not out of the goodness of their hearts. The company's worried about the looming worker shortage for the holiday season. They're going to offer employees 5 million more hours. It's going to cost them $75 million. KSL Drive's Volvo is going leather-free. The car maker's aiming to avoid using leather by 2030, and they're working to make all their new cars of recycled or bio-based content by 2025. What a day on Wall Street. The Dow is up 506 points to 34,764. The S&P gained 53 points. The NASDAQ was up 155. KSL News Time 456.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.